Wednesday, and Trevor Wolf, the host with the most, yes, from Al Pescatore, is in the house.
Morning.
Nice to see you again, Trevor. Looking so well. Gee whiz. Obviously, it is this diet of gorgeous food and lovely customers and the location right on the sea.
That's
very good for you.
Thank you.
So what's been happening at Al Pescatore this week?
Well, you know, Al Pescatore, I don't know if many people really know, but it means at the fisherman. The reason why we used that name was because we wanted to sell seafood. And Nicole came up with a nice idea about let's get a lot of new kind of fish in and start showing it. So we've in the last 2-3 weeks we've been going out and we've done a whole lot of different fish. So we've got swordfish from Richards Bay, beautiful. I don't know if you ever saw a perfect storm. The fish comes, they're 20-30 sometimes 40 kilo fish.
Wow.
And also we've learned using it how to actually handle it, because it's a big fish, so you can't sell it all at the same time. So what you do, you take the whole side of the fish off and you wrap it and you freeze it. And if you take it out then when you need it, then and let it naturally thaw, it's like it's just come out of the ocean. So we do swordfish. It's a white fish, no bones, similar to king clip, I suppose. Then the second fish we show is a baby king clip. I love baby king clip. What's that adage about summing the meat closer to the bone? King clip on the bone just as juicy and tasty. I don't know why, but it is.
And you don't get the bone stuck in where you don't want it?
No, it looks like a sole.
It's really?
It's the same. So I've actually had people go, no, you've given us a sole. I'm going, no, a sole is wide. It's a skinny, long fish. Anyway, and we've got in some tuna today, and we're doing different sauces as well. So the tuna, I'm doing this real kind of Thai sauce with fresh mango, chili, coriander, red onion.
Wow.
So that's going to be a spicy. And what we do, because to me tuna is like a steak. It's so similar to a fillet steak. So what we do is we roll it in peppercorns, grill it, and then put that beautiful Swiss fresh spicy sauce, you say that fast, on the fish, and it's brilliant. The other sauce that we do for the swordfish and the king clip, again, I always say don't overcook any herb, and actually the best is not to cook at all. So what we do is an olive oil base. We use all our green herbs except coriander, of course. So it'll be parsley, celery, spring onion. And we put it, we infuse in olive oil, so of course those flavors go through the olive oil, and we put cocktail tomatoes and olives in there, and you can let it lie for about an hour, and that on the fish as well, just these fresh flavors coming through is lovely. So we use that on the baby king clip and the sword, and of course, as I said, the tuna, we use a more spicy coriander.
The seafood is not easy to handle. A lot of folk get it horribly wrong. If it's overcooked, it's dreadful.
Terrible.
And if it's undercooked, it's kind of rubbery. So where is the, what is the technique? How should a good, fresh fillet of fish be prepared?
Well, there's a few things you can look at. Firstly, as you say, never overdo it. My girls have been doing it for so long, and of course fish has different heights and textures, and so something like a swordfish would take a little longer than maybe a baby king clip. And also baby king clip, we grill them on steel grills. You've got to pull it back, so you don't want the tail end will of course cook through faster than the front end because it's thicker.
Yeah.
So you pull the fish back so that you don't overcook the tail end. So look, once you've worked with fish for so long, and our grillers have worked for years, they know exactly when to stop the process and put it on the plate. And we cook fresh and then straight onto the plate. That's the way you've got to serve anything. You know, even calamari, when you cook it, the minute it comes out of the oil or the grill, it starts shrinking and it starts getting it all. If you have calamari half an hour after that plate's arrived at your table, it'll be tougher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
it actually gets tough as it cools.
So the idea is that you need to serve it quickly and eat it quickly.
Cook, serve, eat. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They're not like a steak that you let rest and releases and
Okay. Calamari must be cooked quickly.
Wow.
That's insane, eh?
It is, you know, I wanted to ask you because your Al Pescatore has been the success story of Bolito, and it's really stood the test of time. One of the very few, I think the only restaurant that's been around pretty much from the get-go. Hey? I
mean, no, it's 89. It's
a wonderful track record. And people are beginning to I see the social media, the ubiquitous social media, which is a terrible way to raise a complaint. You know, anonymously, I went to this restaurant and they told me it was a 300-gram portion and look what I got! And it was this tiny little thing. It's so difficult being a restaurateur because there's an education process that needs to follow. And generally speaking, and I think that you know what I was alluding to, because I think it's certainly one of your collection of restaurateurs got involved with the discussion to say, listen, a 300-gram portion is when it is... It raw, it's 300 gram. When it's cooked, it's got to be lighter. It's got to change.
Uses moisture. That's what it is. Funny enough, on Facebook, I very seldom comment. I did comment on one saying, and I really feel so strongly about that. Don't damage the brand over one meal. It's unfair. It really is. So I've always said, go to the manager, talk to the manager, and if it's a restaurant that cares, and I'm sure 99.9% do. They will make a plan. They'll give you, they'll comp the meal, or they'll give you a voucher, or they'll do something. But when you go, especially on Facebook and all these big medias, and go, this restaurant did this and that, it's unfair, because people have jobs there and they need those jobs. And
it may not be as you've alluded, it might just be one isolated. And it might not even be an error. You might have a problem. You know, we're all different. I know it's difficult to deal with the public because the way you like your eggs might be very different to the way I do. How do you then cater for all the tastes in the world to perfection? It's a bit of a process, isn't it?
I must say that the hardest meal to cook is actually steaks, because you've also, our butchers cut our steaks for us, so we get it, you know, for wastage, except for your fillet, which we use the whole thing. But a steak, you can get a rump with sinew in. You can't see it, you grill it, and it goes out to the plate. And I've had it fairly often where a customer will come and say, this rump's tough, and I can see there's sinew in it. And you're sorry, and you get them a fillet or something else. But steaks are a tough meal to cook.
Very well. Generally speaking, I think to please you can't please everyone. It's impossible. You're never going to. But you try, and this
without
is the thing.
The customer is king.
Yeah. Well, I'm worried. I don't know about that. Yeah, but I understand the sentiment, and often I think the new way of thinking is no, the customers maybe not, hey, but they're important.
I had my mentor was a guy called Keith Henley, who owned Mariners. I don't know if you remember Mariners.
I do, yes.
He was a very wise man, and he always said to me, if you can please 95% of your clientele, you're doing well, because there will be people that have had a roaring fight with their wife, and they're going to come into your restaurant, you're going to get it in the neck. There's no doubt about it. But we really try and please, because it's your name that goes out of the door when the guy, you know, it's, you don't want people to talk badly about your business.
And I think most folk will appreciate the fact that a restaurant is much more than just a purveyor of food. It has a kind of microclimate, and it's a family, and it's an important, I suppose, if it's something that you enjoy, you want to protect it, because ultimately you want to go back. If you've enjoyed the meal, you want to go back the next time. And so the whole public then has a bit of a role to play. And I noticed that if anyone has ever said anything uncomplimentary about popular restaurants, the members of the public, in Bolito particularly, are the first to respond and say, what are you talking about? I've only had a good experience, which is lovely. And I think that ultimately, if you have been able to survive the slings and arrows of the local economies up and down for so many years, you're definitely doing it right, Trevor.
You know, I think it's a moment in time. So if you take your wife out for that special anniversary meal and we bugger it up, it's a bad deal. And you walk away going, I will never come back, because this moment in time that was so important to me and my wife has been ruined. So the pressure on us is huge. I mean, we have weddings, anniversaries. I've even had funerals, strangely enough, where people come after, and you've got to get it right.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing, and quite rightly, what you've said about having the heart for it, for your customers, for the extremely good reputation that you enjoy, that you can't buy. Yeah, yeah. You earn that, and you protect it as well. But ultimately, it is a brand that is one of the jewels in the crown of Brand Bellito, Al Pescatore. You cannot get closer to the sea. And if you're eating seafood or you're looking for a seafood experience, you know, the food is part of the experience. The decor is part of the experience. The sea is part of the experience. The service is part. When you put it all together, wow. And then there are those that say, you know, it's expensive to eat out these days. Well, it's expensive to live these days, and you know, no one is immune to it, I don't think, particularly the restaurant that wants to serve you the best quality, because ultimately the reputation's at stake. So here's the deal, folks. You get what you pay for. And if you want cheaper, there's plenty of places around the corner that'll serve you cardboard. And it's only, so, you know, R2.50. Well, good for you. Good for you. You want a good meal, a proper, go to Al Pescatore. It's going to just be one of, as you said, life is short. Every moment of joy, that's what you make. Yeah, you know, the special memories, those moments of joy that come around infrequently, but you live for the rest of your life basking in the reflective glory of that.
Yeah.
You do a good job, Trevor.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we're very proud to be associated. So there it is. Yeah. We look forward to our next conversation shortly.
Thanks, Dave.
And what's on the menu tonight?
Well, it's Wednesday, so it's beef and beer Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
R150, a large, very large vintage draft, 500 ml, with a choice of three beef dishes. So the first one is my Derbs pizza, which is fillet steak and avo with a very light cream chili on a pizza base, a margherita. Or we got a lovely, it's a fillet pasta. It's really an aglio e olio, which is olive oil, garlic, and chili.
With fillet in there.
And then the last one is a beef curry that we do in these like filo pastry packets, and it's done with offcuts of rump or tomahawk, so it's really, really good beef. Done more the traditional way with your chopped up onion, tomato, chili, the whole bit. Any one of those three meals with that little very large beer for R150 is a good deal.
You will not find a better
deal.
Not a chance. The king will be there.
You know.
I'm trying to regain my spell.
No, I think I'm just, I'm such a fan, and you know, Trevor, fan for years now, and to hear specials like these for $150.
Yeah, absolutely. Al Pescatore, the place to be. Our very special guest, Trevor Wolf, the proud, what do you call it, the host with the most?
Yeah.
owner of Al Pescatore, and this will go up as a podcast shortly, so if you just joined us and you wonder what we're talking about, that's what we're talking about. You'll find it on our app or our website under The Morning Show with David.